and welcome to the T3 podcast, sweltering in a studio recently vacated by Metal Hammer. Coming up on this week's show, it's Windows, but not as we know it. Microsoft finally shows us what its R&D boys have been up to with a sneak peek of Windows 8. E3 is days away. OnLive and Sony Ericsson have been giving up some of the deets on their launches. It's also Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Next week's pod will be busy. And we've a very special gadget of the week. Oh yes, something our deputy editor Matt Hill has been having a play with. So let me introduce my co-hosts, or cohorts as it says here, the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who's shaved all over his head. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
The man who shaved all over his head.
Yes.
Do you shave your head?
No, it just falls out. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but do you do it yourself when you go to a barber?
I have not paid for a haircut for something in the region of 10 years.
And it shows.
And all the money that I've saved, I've spent on booze.
Yeah, booze and fags. Good.
No, I live in a big gold mansion because all the money I've... Because it's so
made
expensive.
Made of hair.
Yeah. Well, his golden locks.
It would be more like a small tent if it was made from my hair. I don't think it'd get very long before trimming it. And then obviously, clearly anyone who's seen a picture of me will be aware there's not a great deal going on up top, as it were. It's because the very force of my intelligence.
And what about your hairline?
Hey! Oh. I was just making the same joke about myself in a more timely fashion, but okay. But good.
Let's just get in there.
Good satire.
Hey ho. Anyway, Doug, your thoughts for the week.
Well, you know, sometimes when you do things and you know that it's a bad idea, but you do it anyway. Mm. And actually, I'm talking about something we've now stopped doing, so.
Oh.
I've confused myself, but we used to do this thing. Every time we reviewed something majorly in the magazine, this is not online, we'd do a little comparison table where it might be a new Android smartphone, let's say. They come out occasionally as one or two smartphones we reviewed in the last year. And then you put it up against, the iPhone and then some other Android smartphone. And you'd say, like, screen, who's got the best screen? I mean, you just go through every single element of it one by one. And I always thought this was a really stupid idea. But we just kept on doing it, and every month people would write in, or like all the time we get feedback from people saying, "Well, I've gone through the 10 different categories that you've split these phones up into, and this Android phone here, it was always people who like Android, always. No, I don't think anyone who likes Apple products reads T3. Everybody always says, why do you always suck up to Apple? And I think, I have no idea, because I don't think anyone who likes Apple reads our magazine. Anyway, like an Android an Android liker. They'd say, I've counted it up, and this Android phone has got 5 categories where it's come out on top, whereas the iPhone has only got 4. Oh. But you've made the iPhone the winner. What's all that about? You're obviously in the pay of Apple. You love Apple. Why do you want to bum Apple, they say.
It's all true.
Bummed us. So.
And I have to say, well, that's because the things that the iPhone has come top in,
the
UI,
weighted.
The number of apps, and the screen, or whatever, and then like the Android, maybe it's come out better on having more storage, so it's got a micro SD slot. But I just hate having to have these arguments with people. But anyway,
well, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Thanks.
So what we've done now is we've stopped. I'm giving away trade secrets here. We've stopped doing the thing where we mark them across all three, so it no longer says like first. The screen, second. So now you can't do that.
Oh.
You can go and it's like your interpretation of what we've written is it may well not be what we meant. And we haven't given marks anymore. So if anybody's wondering why in the magazine, that's why we've changed that.
Just to stop people writing in.
Yeah.
It's to stop, because I always get the emails and I just can't. I'm like a dog with a bone. I was like, I have to respond to this because it's just annoyed me on some level, even though the review in the first place was nothing to do with me. There was a guy on the, I got really irate, but somebody kept on tweeting. Because he said, oh yeah, that was it. We'd given 2 things first and another thing third. Mm. And he was like, what's that? First, third, WTF? And I was like, well, that's what you do if you've got 2 things.
Yeah.
They're equal first. And then he changed his argument and said, oh, right, so you're sitting on the fence. Why don't you grow a pear and get off the fence?
What?
To which I felt like saying, well, why don't you grow up and go and yourself? But I didn't.
No.
Because that would be rude. Rise above it.
Yeah, you're a professional.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Dunk. Anyway, Windows 8 has been revealed, or at least a working version of it. Can't wait. That could be their tagline.
I can't wait for Windows 8.
Yeah. Like it could be a can't W8.
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh, we should totally copyright that now.
Terry Waite.
What?
He could be the spokesman.
They could bring him in, yeah.
They could chain him to a radiator for 5 years. God. Until everybody's bought good. Windows 8.
Right. Possibly. Anyway. Microsoft's given a sneak peek of Windows 8 at this year's D9 event in the States. And if what we've seen is anything to go by, the new OS is going to be something completely different. And when we say different, we don't mean, ooh, the wow is now. We mean it's completely different. It looks nothing like Windows.
Nothing at all. It looks like Windows Phone.
It looks exactly like Windows Phone 7.
But for your PC.
It's not completely different. It's not like it's now a dog.
Well,
jumps up and down
the
realms,
within the boundaries of an actual OS.
What's D9?
It's very different. I don't know.
It's an event. It's like the power people meet. I know Facebook were there, Google were there.
So it's like the G8.
Microsoft were there. It's like
But it's the D9.
What was the D stand for? Delicious.
Yeah.
The delicious nine. It's like the world's
gayest. The divine
gayest,
nine. It's the divine nine.
Oh, even better. The delicious nine would be like the world's gayest superhero team, wouldn't it?
Anyway, yeah.
Stop what you're doing. We're the delicious nine. Justice League America couldn't make it.
But they've got, it looks exactly like Windows Phone.
Yes,
which
it does.
Has got the panes.
It's completely panes. Gone
so
are
it's
the,
not the dock at the bottom. It's all panes.
Gone are the little X in the corner and a minus sign for minimizing window. None of that.
Nobody ever knew what that meant anyway.
Right.
So you could say that the operation of it...
That's been a feature since Windows 3.1, or possibly even earlier, but that's the first one I used. but, like, you know, that's...
It looks really good. It looked like... I don't know how it'll work when you've got a mouse and a keyboard, because they showed it on a touchscreen. So I'd like to see how it... Because it looks like a really intuitive UI when you've got a touchscreen on a tablet.
Yeah.
I don't know how intuitive it'll be when you've got a mouse.
I have a feeling that they're guessing that PCs are going to get touchscreen as well.
Yeah.
But they were at pains to say you can use you can use a tablet, you can use a keyboard, you can use a mouse for this.
I guess the idea is the de facto, there's a big word, for control thing is going to cease to be the mouse and keyboard. That'll be more a secondary thing. And people will be more either touchscreens or like the Apple, what's the Apple thing called? Magic Pad? It'll be kind of thing. I was going to make a really funny joke earlier, but you were talking over the top of me.
Oh, sorry about that.
Makes me sad. Come on.
But the moment's passed. I was going to say, does that mean operation would be by no means painless?
Oh.
Just have a moment there.
Maybe it's best we did speak over that.
Other things we've got. The snap thing I liked.
Yeah, so explain that one. Go on.
The snap thing is when it's multitasking. So say you're watching a video and you want to check your emails when you're watching the video. You basically pull your finger in, not all the way across the screen, like you do in a playbook, but not all the way across the screen, so halfway, and it snaps in like your...
like a snap.
Yeah, like a snap. Snaps in your menu so you can check your emails and carry on watching your film.
I did like this because this was when they were showing off the UI for the first, it looks exactly like Windows Phone 7. So you've got a load of panes and everything. And you're kind of thinking, well, that's great, but I've got a giant screen and I like to multitask. And I couldn't quite see where they were going with it because you could just scroll.
Full screen mode everything seems to be a big thing.
Yeah, everything was full screen. So you'd scroll through different apps.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very clear, okay, well, if you've not got Windows,
as
in the classic sense of Windows, how are you going to do it? But then, that's exactly what they do. They snap, so you can snap a pane to show up a quarter of the page, It does work.
It did look really good when they did that. So if you're working on a document, you can snap in and check your emails,
Is it snap to a set size, or is it snap to...
It appeared to one
quarter,
in the demo.
Yeah, a quarter of the screen.
I don't know, is that really progress? I suppose it is aesthetically.
Aesthetically?
But being able to resize windows and have things just so...
Yeah.
I'm very used to that.
Aesthetically, it's gorgeous. I mean, it just...
Yeah, it did look fantastic.
It's gorgeous. It's a nice looking thing.
The font
Windows is a lot more...
Every font is the same, so it looks clean. It's beautiful.
It did look really tidy and away from like the loads of menus.
When you say tidy, do you mean that in the Welsh sense or the English sense?
Both sense. Both sense are good. I mean both.
Yes. It's like, is re hot?
Tidy.
It's, again, both meanings.
Yeah. Right, D is...
Today.
The D is the All Things Digital Conference. There we are. I don't know what the nine
is. I wonder what you were doing. I thought you were like...
I'm trying to find out.
Ignoring what we were saying and like checking your emails because you were so bored with the conversation.
He was snapping on his phone.
So, sorry.
I think the nine is just means it's the ninth one.
It's the All Things Digital Conference.
So there's been D6. Been
so it's not the delicious nine.
No. Sadly.
The nine most delicious people in tech coming together.
Anyway, I thought we'd better clear that up.
That's why we weren't there.
What else did I like about Windows 8? What? Oh, yeah, the keyboard. Did you see that?
The on-screen keyboard, yeah.
It's like the thumb.
Yeah, so keyboard. What they've done is it's got a one that looks exactly like the iPad's keyboard, which is, you know, perfectly box standard. But then they went, oh, but you have to reach into the middle of the screen to get the keys in the middle of the screen. So they've basically pushed all the keys to the side so you can use your thumbs. It's an optional one. You don't have to use it, but you can just thumb type very easily.
So yeah, like that.
So got, half the keyboard
is like an
is
L.
Right.
It's like an L, like either side of where your thumbs would be.
So basically, though,
so you've got your QWERTY keyboard, just break it in half and put one half of it on the right-hand corner of the screen and one half on the left-hand bottom corner of the screen and then they're right by your thumbs.
I guess it's like using
a
controller.
But why not just use an actual keyboard?
Well, you can.
It's like on your tablet. I think it's to show that.
Yeah. So I guess the idea is Windows 8 is it's... Because Windows 7 doesn't really cut it at all as a tabloid. Tablet.
Rubbish tabloid. OS. Yeah.
So I guess Windows 8, the idea is, okay, this is great for desktops and for tablets. Or maybe even greater for tablets than desktops. Yeah. Maybe...
Wow. The only bit I was a bit unsure because I think as a tablet OS it looks great and I was really wondering how is Microsoft going to compete with iOS and with Android and possibly WebOS. I think with this they've really shown that even though they're very late to the party they're going to be a bit of a force.
I think they have spent time over it.
Yeah, well they had to. They really had to, didn't they?
Yeah, they couldn't come out with anything like
be another little evolution of the you know what gone before. But The only thing I'm a bit like is that when they showed and look, you can leap back into sort of Windows 7 mode, and then it just became the same old boring Windows, and it looked nothing. It didn't seem to be much of a connect between Windows 8 and Windows 7.
They always do that.
Yeah, it was almost like Windows 7 is just a kind of a skin on top of Windows.
That's what they did with Windows.
6. Windows 8 is like a skin on top of Windows 7. It's kind of like there's this nice user interface on top of the old Windows.
It only goes so far.
That's what Apple did when it introduced OS X. For years, there was like you could boot into OS 9 or OS X.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, the other reason for that was that there was a lot of compatibility issues between the two. So I don't know if that means that Windows 8 is. Well, divorced enough from Windows 7 that a lot of your old software won't work.
From the user interface, it looks like a Windows 7 or just a box, our Windows program will not run in Windows 8.
Right.
It's just not...
Thanks, Microsoft. The two don't great work. Job.
So you have to kind of almost dip out of Windows 8 and go back into a Windows
Yeah, because they were saying
7.
There's going to be loads of new apps, weren't they, which suggested that...
Yeah, it's very much an app interface rather than a program interface. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if it's good enough, nobody will really care, because the thing, like when Apple made the Switch... from 9 to X. Yeah. It was a bit annoying having to switch between, but it was mainly annoying because you thought, well, when can we just turn off OS 9 and everything run in OS X?
Yeah.
I mean, people are more penny-pinching than myself, who are less... Because they have to, actually pay for haircuts and therefore are short of cash. They may take the view, I don't really want to pay for all the software I already own again in order to run it on a nicer-looking interface.
Mm.
But I say, too bad, those people.
Yeah.
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 Get over yourselves. Shave your own heads.
What about OS X Lion? Which looks very dull in comparison now.
It does look dull, but it's got some few little touches that are handy.
A few similar elements. Full screen, which, as you said, is a bit of a buzzword at the moment.
I know. I'm not crazy about that. I mean, because that, obviously, with tablets, everything being full screen, well, actually, I don't even like it on tablets, but at least I can see the point of it because the screen is much smaller. But if you've got, like Apple do bloody, 27-inch iMacs.
Yeah.
I'm sure everything will look very nice full screen, but it seems like such a waste of real estate, not being able to have Windows kind of...
Mac OS X, again, going very much down the app line.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the what really the difference is between an app and a program other than, one takes a lot longer to put together. But
one of them takes up less room on a page if you're typing it. And has a snappier kind of ring to it.
But apps are going to be featuring
massively
plumbed right in.
And they've got a new dashboard online, which is exciting.
Yeah, you've actually had a play with it a few months ago.
I did have a play with it. Okay, they didn't let me near it.
Right.
They let me look at it from afar.
It was like a lion in a zoo. It was just sort of
it was like that
in a cage,
definitely.
Asleep. Looking really pissed off.
He was a man dressed up as a lion, actually. Yeah.
But having seen OS X Lion and Windows 8, I mean, they're two completely different beasts. Mm. It's not, with OS X and with Windows 7, okay, they've got different characteristics, but they're essentially doing the same thing.
Yeah.
These, it's like Microsoft have just gone, right, We're clearing out of this space. We're going right over there.
Well, I think it's because of Windows Phone 7. Although I still don't get the impression that's exactly flying off the shelves, the handsets.
Yeah.
I think everybody has agreed that the OS they came up with for that is, you know, it's got its flaws, but it's very original. It's like very sort of fresh kind of feel to it. And I think they've gone, wow, we've done something that people don't immediately deride as being workmanlike and grey and bland and like, you know, sort of similar to other things. So let's run with this.
Yeah. You see,
we're the cool kids all
of
a sudden.
For us, we're all loving that. We're like, great, you know, this is so much better than Windows Mobile.
Mm.
But for all those corporate users, you know, the people who buy Dell boxes by the thousands, I can't see them loving Windows 8. It just doesn't look like a corporate thing that you would have at work.
I think it, I don't know, like everyone wanted to be on Mac because it was the cooler thing. And now,
yeah, it was cooler, but it still had the fundamentals of a...
Yeah, but I think Windows 8 will have the fundamentals.
Presumably they'll continue to flog Windows 7 to...
I guess.
Corporate... I mean, if anything like here, they update their sort of system so infrequently. True. Windows 8 is going to become an issue for most IT departments somewhere around 2036.
Okay.
So it's not, you know.
Yeah. Windows 95 still chugging around on the 386 in the corner.
Why would we want to change from the Millennium Edition? You know?
It's safe. It's worked.
It's worked all these years.
No, it doesn't anymore.
Good. Okay. Well, you can go on that on t3.com. They've got there's like the official story, which just has they showed very little at D9, but then they put a blog post up, which had like a full video run through of of pretty much the whole OS.
And there's a blurred bit in the video.
Oh, yes.
Which, because there's all, in the video, there's a guy, one of the designers, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's talking, kind of running you through, but he's in this room.
They've got like a mood board behind him.
Yeah, a mood board.
Yeah.
And just behind him, to the left, there's like this blurred bit of the wall where they've blurred what's on the wall. And they look exactly like tablets.
They look a lot like tablets. Yeah. So it's presumably some tablets that are about to be launched.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, go and check that. T3.com, look at the Windows 8 stories, see that blog post. It's a really good run-through of what the OS does.
Actually, an interesting thing there is because they're the hardware partner for this, or one of the hardware partners for this, obviously, would be Hewlett-Packard.
Mm.
So haven't they just bought Palm and WebOS?
That's why I don't understand. Yeah. What are HP going to do? Are they going to launch WebOS and Microsoft?
Because they were showcasing it on
Always
HP.
The bridesmaid.
Oh, very strange, very strange. Anyway, plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. More news of a gaming variety. Let's start with cross-platform gaming service OnLive, shall we? UK users will be able to sign up from Tuesday when E3 kicks off in time for the awesome launch. Its wireless controller will also be on show, designed to work with anything from a HDTV to a tablet, including the HTC Flyer, which will be demoed in action with the OnLive service on the stand.
Sony Ericsson's also revealed its E3 plans with 20 new titles for the Xperia Play, including PS1 favourites and 10 exclusives. Titles include Rainbow Six, Shadow Vanguard, and Megan's mobile debut, the Cubic cult hit Minecraft.
Just checking, did you say that in Dutch? Was that Xperia Play?
Xperia
Play, okay.
I think we should have Dutch every week.
Good.
It's your party, yeah?
6th of June, mark the date. Apple's confirmed a keynote unveiling of iOS 5 at Monday's Worldwide Developers Conference. It's also when we'll get the official unveiling of its iCloud music service.
Nokia's also had to fend... Nokia? I've gone all Dutch. Nokia has had to fend off rumours of a Microsoft takeover. It's called the speculation, sparked by a warning it may not break even this quarter, baseless, saying they're sticking as partners for now.
Yeah, for now. Twitter's gone all photo-y. Hashtag searches now bring up tagged snaps. And not the news TwitPic and WiFrag wanted to hear. It's launched its own upload service with Photo Bucket.
Google says Chinese hackers were behind the attack on the email accounts of US government officials and Chinese political dissidents. The Big G says it's discovered and disrupted plans to steal passwords and monitor emails, but can't say for sure who's responsible.
Yeah, well, it can't.
Can you, Dan?
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be amazed if the US, Chinese government might be somewhere involved.
They've changed their cyber
kind of rules of engagement.
Rules of engagement, saying it's a war crime.
Hack into our systems and we'll...
And that's it.
Nuke you.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of people in China, I've heard it said. So it's...
Haven't you been?
No.
Oh, you went to Japan. Sorry, my bad.
Racist.
Sorry. I didn't mean
You've been somewhere in the Far East.
No, I thought you'd been to China, genuinely. Okay.
I own some China.
I've been to Hong Kong, which is sort of That's pretty much territory, China. Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
It's like... it is.
This is getting they worse.
Where are you going on holiday this year, Rick? What was I talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. So it's entirely possible that it is just some Chinese people as opposed to the Chinese state.
Yeah, it's possible.
But you have to kind of...
What?
Might the Chinese
government sue us?
I can see that why people might think the Chinese government were involved.
They might.
But we don't know either way.
No.
I hope they haven't hacked into my Gmail account.
If they hang into mine, they're not going to find very much.
Yeah, mine's
if you're listening, Chinese government...
Don't even bother, okay?
You won't find anything in there. There's no rude pictures, nothing.
Definitely not. Oh, shit, there is. No, there isn't.
No, there really isn't. There really, really isn't. So don't be hacking
Dunk's
in there.
Dunk's been right the way through. And, yeah. anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM.
Yes, one we don't understand from...
really don't understand.
Berwyn Garcia, 14B.
See, I'd say Berwyn, because that's a Welsh name, but then his surname...
Garcia. It's not very Welsh. Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe it's Gachia.
No.
Carry on.
That could be a thing. He says, would DB podcast shuffle third gen or fourth gen?
If anyone
fourth
can gen. Translate this, we'd like to know. Pwd, P-W-E-D,
no,
DB.
Does
that mean Duncan Bell? Podcast?
No.
Is this in
Welsh?
Shuffle.
Pwd sounds like a Welsh word.
Third gen or fourth gen? DB podcast as shuffle. No, definitely not.
Okay.
I have no idea what this means.
It's spelled right. P-W-E-D.
Yeah.
This is like a quiz question. Okay. Please decipher. P-W-E-D space D space B podcast space S space shuffle space third space gen or fourth space gen.
Yeah. It kind of makes the second half makes sort of shuffle, third gen or fourth gen. It starts, you know, it ends like he's asking some kind of question about the shuffle. It starts in nonsensical...
Yeah.
Well, so we just answer the question. Fourth gen.
Good.
I don't know what the question is, though.
No.
Doesn't matter. Okay, we've got a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
Okay. I think we nailed it, though.
If the end of the sentence is basically the question.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a 50-50 chance. Maybe I just gave the right down. Answer.
Should always go with fourth gen. Yeah. And Duncan?
Oh, just tell me. thanks to...
Oh, don't sound so enthused. Yeah.
Well, you were checking your emails earlier, and then we were talking about just China and the world, where we've been. Thanks to Adam J. Part for his legend tweet regarding... Oh, I'm supposed to be reading this like... Okay, sorry. And also, thanks to Adam J. Part for his legend tweet regarding my comments on a certain Grand Designs host.
Yes.
It went viral.
Yeah.
It did go viral.
One person tweeted about it.
Hit the viral button.
You'd have to
it was funny because we had a conversation about whether what I called Kevin MacLeod was a rude word, a very rude word,
and I said
or
it
merely
was,
a quite rude
I said
word.
It was, I said it was one below the rudest word.
Yeah,
whereas I just think of it as... I think it must be a London thing.
Maybe. I used to think it was a pregnant fish.
What?
Well, it is, isn't it? Because that David Cameron got in trouble for saying it.
Yeah.
But then he...
But I don't think it is.
That was the nonsense that he came out with to explain why he said a rude word for a lady's front bottom on that Christian O'Connell show.
Because I think it was a rumour that it was a pregnant fish, but it was basically, that's not what it meant. But everyone was like, oh, whoever believes is pregnant fish. And it was me.
Okay.
Anyway, my tweet.
No, regular listeners will know what the hell it is we're going on about. Yep. There. If you just tuned in for the first time, goodbye. thanks for trying.
Robbie F. E. Ross, Robbie Ross, has been tweeting about the next Apple iOS. I hope you see widgets with iOS 5. Other manufacturers such as HTC use them and they look great.
Yeah, good call.
Sorry, other manufacturers such as HTC use them and they look great. I've been getting stick for saying HTC.
Yeah, some old man tweeted saying, educate your reviewer. I mean, it is H. But I always thought it was the height of bad manners to correct other people's... just keep it to yourself. If you have anything nice to say, don't say anything. That's what I say.
Update on the word that which is one below the worst word. The word may originate from Old Norse, meaning cut, slit, or forest clearing.
Mm.
So that pretty much covers that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to see widgets with Apple's new iOS. Going back to Robbie Ross.
I totally
tweet.
Would. I mean, it's the one thing that's holding me back, because I like to have my calendar on my home screen.
Yeah.
Okay, Apple?
On my home screen.
Yeah, exactly. My home screen.
Apple always say it drains the battery.
Apple are idiots.
That's their answer to everything, isn't it? Why haven't you got this feature? Oh, it drains the battery.
It drains the battery. But why can't you just let users use it? Well, we can't let users drain their own battery. That would be terrible.
Why don't you make the iPhone not so ridiculously bloody thin, and then you could have a slightly bigger battery, and all this would be moot? So, oh, no, we couldn't do that.
No. We've also got a tweet from Gammy2803. Three cold called, told them I would be getting a new iPhone. Three told me it would be called iPhone 5 and be available next Wednesday. News?
No, you've spoken to an idiot on the phone.
Yeah, you have.
Can we check that with our man at Phones for You. St. Albans.
What appears to have happened there, Gammy, is you've spoken to Bez in the call centre. He thinks he knows that the iPhone 5 is coming out next Wednesday.
Well, also, when this tweet was sent, next Wednesday would actually have been, by now, it would be 2 days ago.
You're right.
Yeah.
So the scoop.
So let us know if you've got an iPhone 5.
Yes, we'd love to see
that
it.
Would be great.
Lawrence Pitt says, you guys need a podcast on this one. And he sent a link to an excellent story, actually. This is Joshua Kaufman. Have you heard about this week?
I've been thinking of practically nothing about Joshua Kaufman all week.
He had his Mac, MacBook Pro stolen. But he had the app hidden.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an app called Hidden on it, which basically you can make it kick in remotely and it'll send pictures from the camera.
He kept on being sent pictures of like this really dopey looking guy with no shirt on.
But the best bit is like a little story, because he started a blog called This Guy Has My MacBook. And the first picture is the guy in the car, and he's obviously driving off with it.
Yeah.
Just looking down at it. And then there's other pictures of him just, you know, on his bed or in his office or, yeah. And the thing is, he reported it to the police and told them he had this app on it and he was getting all this information, and they went, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that was. I thought it was only in this country the police were like that.
Yeah.
In America, apparently, they do the same thing.
And
you have to basically give them the address of the person who's stolen your thing before they'll even think about carrying out an investigation.
Because of his blog and because it started getting picked up by, ABC News in America, then the police actually did something and went and got this guy.
Went and arrested him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how horrible it would be? It'd be like adding insult to injury. You've had your MacBook nicked, and you're using this thing that's going to enable you to identify the miscreant. But what if, because he's in quite a state of undress in a lot of the pictures. I mean, what if he'd started like looking at some kind of...
chat roulette.
Yeah, like some kind of rudeness.
There is one picture then, where he's a bit, he's
before
in bed,
you know it,
he's in bed and there don't seem to be any clothes on.
But
he could be like, because it's in video, because he could be looking at a complete stranger sort of knocking one out.
Stop it!
Over your beloved MacBook Pro.
It's not pleasant. Anyway, I did...
Thank God that didn't happen.
I did try and get hold of Joshua Kaufman. But it appears, you know when this happens, like the world's media descends on one person on a really kind of quite small story, but obviously they're just getting requests all left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And I wondered why he hadn't got back to me, but then I heard I was competing against this. He said, after declining an interview with an Irish radio station, they emailed me back and said there are 10 pints of Guinness in it for me. And he's gone, So he's considering that one, so we needed an inducement.
What could we give him?
I don't know. Yeah,
We'll buy you a coffee, Josh, mate. Come on.
Or a phone call from Duncan Bell, soon to be Guide Personality of the Year.
That's true.
That would seal it, I think.
Yeah.
The thing is, I mean, like, you know, these bloody people, they're in the public eye for a week. You know,
you've got to milk it.
You've got to, you know, when you're on your way up, make friends, because when you're on your way down.
Yeah, we'll be screwing you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like that guy, in front of the iPad 2 queue. He had a holiday. Some ridiculous amount of money, so, you know.
There you go.
Make the most of it.
Now then. Oh, not that. What was that?
That's next week.
What's going on there? What we got wrong on the T3 podcast last week. Quite a quick one, this one. Just enough to clear up this.
Do you know why 10cc was called 10cc?
No, this is a good fact.
Their manager for a while was Jonathan King, and he discovered and suggested to them they call themselves 10cc because... The average size of a male issuance.
Say no more.
9cc, I suppose.
Now, a mate of mine, Andy, who
male
listens,
issuance.
Male issuance, whatever that is. A mate of mine, Andy, who listens to the show, pointing this one out. It's actually dealt with on Snopes. You know those people who...
When you
get shady emails and stuff like that. Yeah. They debunk them. They point out that the average is actually 3cc.
Yeah.
which kind of, I suppose, ruins that one.
Feel thoroughly debunked.
They have this from Jonathan King himself, who you mentioned, who says, I had this dream that a band of mine on my label made number one on the album and singles charts simultaneously in America, and the band was 10cc. So I gave them that name the next morning. That's so dull. In comparison.
That's pretty good. He had a dream.
He had a dream that a band called 10cc made the album.
But the band 10cc doesn't mean anything. It's just doesn't a mean random... anything.
It's just it came to him in a dream.
Interesting. Rubbish. Well, when we were musing about it last week, we did end up concluding that actually 9cc's and
seemed a lot. 10
did actually seem like an awful lot. So we didn't exactly get it wrong, except I did get wrong the thing about where the name came from.
Well, it's wrong.
Good. Now, what have we got for our... can we not talk about semen anymore? What have we got for our gadget of the week?
That's probably the first time we've said the word.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you got through that entire piece of actually mentioning semen.
Can everyone just stop saying semen?
Anyway, gadget of the week this week.
It's a good one.
It's the Sony NGP.
Bloody is.
I know.
Or yeah.
Or whatever it's going to be
Vita.
Called.
Vita or PSP2, whatever. No, we don't know.
Supposedly Vita.
Vita. Terrible.
Anyway, we had a preview with it this week. Matt Hill had a play with it.
He certainly did.
And he, I think it's fair to say, he was impressed. He thought it was awesome. A powerhouse. Big. He said it's very big.
Okay. All right. It's well, this is...
throbbing big powerhouse. Of...
This was... Because we did have a chat
back on semen again.
Sorry. With Michael Denny. Stop. We did have a chat with Michael Denny. He's the senior VP of Sony Worldwide Studio. So this is what he told us.
Clearly, since we launched PSP, that landscape has changed a lot. And the amount of games, the proliferation of games, as you say, smartphones and tabs that are out there, there's a lot more people aware of gaming. So we believe we can appeal to the core gamer, a core PlayStation gamer, but also maybe graduate up some of those new casual gamers who've experienced portable gaming through smartphones or tabs to try out our new experience.
So they're targeting core gamers and casual gamers who want a huge, massive portable
console.
Gamer.
That you can't fit it in your pocket. Matt's like, you can never fit it in your pocket. It has to go in your bag.
It made it sound about as exciting
it
as...
Was adult,
that guy was...
You were making it sound a lot more exciting.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That concept, that's basically every dog. From The Apprentice this week. It's like for big dog, small dog, any type.
Yeah, whatever dog.
Like whatever
when,
gamer.
When somebody points
three-legged
out...
Three-legged
dogs. Gamers, big gamers. Big
dogs. And cats. Cats as well.
Big dogs and small dogs can't actually eat the same food.
It doesn't matter. It's for every dog.
It's a great concept. So it's basically that, yeah. Core gamers, they'll love it. Casual gamers, they'll love it. People have never even heard of gaming.
Little gamers.
Yeah. I like when he said... Yeah, a lot more people have heard of gaming now.
Oh, yeah, gaming?
Before the PSP, nobody had a concept of leisure.
What's this?
It's like... Gaming, something...
I've heard about this Mario person.
It's not work. It's not being asleep. It's not having a dump.
Not eating.
Surely no other activity can exist.
So let me get this straight. I can pretend to be a spaceship blasting aliens and... What, this is some form of entertainment?
It sounds nightmarish. These things are firing at me. Mother!
Good. Anyway, back to the NGP.
Yeah. I think Matt was very impressed. It's huge. The resolution of the screen is twice the resolution of the original PSP.
And it's quad core.
So how? What resolution is that then, Ray?
Big resolution.
Big resolution.
Big resolution.
We're talking big resolution here.
It's massive.
Excellent. Many pixels.
That's the new industry term, big resolution.
Yeah. I like it.
It kind of moved
like HD.
So
Matt said you could also watch HD movies on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then they've also dropped the UMD.
Yeah, well that was always on the way out.
Wise.
And they've got new controls, which is touchscreen, and there's also a touchpad at the back.
Yeah, Matt was sort of saying it seems a bit kind of bolted on.
Hang on, touchpad at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's kind of my idea again, isn't it? Did I invent the rear control?
The tickle board. Duncan's tickle board.
They should be hearing from my lawyers in due course.
He said he found it difficult to get used to because he was expecting Because at certain times you felt that you should be using the accelerometer, but you weren't. You were using the touchpad, but you kind of forgot that it was there. Mm-hmm. So you were tilting. Yeah. He was tilting the energy, and nothing was happening. So. Mm.
But that's up to the games developers to
almost too many control options.
Because there's two analogs, which Matt said were awesome.
Oh, good.
They were amazing.
Good.
And it's the closest it has to the PS3 controller.
Yeah, because the old PSP stick, well, there was only one of them, and it was rubbish, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, but Matt said this is
worthless,
amazing.
Useless.
And then the games, I think you played Uncharted. Mm-hmm. You also played Little Deviants, which is kind of your how to play your NGP or Vita, whatever it's going to be called, game. But yeah, all in all, very impressed.
We don't know the price, do we?
We don't know the price, but we will know. Apparently, they're announcing it on Monday at E3.
Yeah, I think E3 is going to
But
not
we're still
definite,
not even sure if they're going to say the price then.
No.
I mean, we're obviously going to get a lot more details.
They must
and
give
the
some
name.
Sort of ballpark.
That we're going to get
the name. Yeah, the name. We should start sweepstake on the name.
Yeah, Vita's rubbish.
But then so is but then Curiosity.
Sony
at the moment
Curiosity
are on a kind of
terrible.
Give everything a terrible name.
We said the iPad was a pretty rubbish name as well.
And we were proved right because nobody bought it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were proved completely right.
Without a trace. And now the Zoom is just
flying. It's
ripping Apple's ass.
Amazing. Yeah. Yes. But also on Monday, so the name and the price. But in the review, I think we said the press conference is within the afternoon. It's actually in the evening.
Right. Well,
so it's like 4:30 a.m. our time.
Oh, my God. I'm not staying up for that.
It's like 4 a.m. our time.
Well, you were thinking that you might stay
well,
up,
I was thinking
right? So 8 hours before.
Okay.
I can't figure that out.
If you're really dedicated then. But T3.com, we've got our man there. He's going to be...
Yes, we have got Michael Soares there. He's going to be covering it all, live blog and everything. So bookmark the page and then you'll... When you wake up...
Just wake up, yeah. Yeah. Don't bother as they come
it's
through.
It's not going to change if you stay awake.
Just wake up and read back. That's my tip.
It's a good tactic. It's a good tactic.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Actually.
Yeah.
Although I don't think I'm ever going to buy one. But, but you know,
I'm looking forward to seeing you on shelves.
Exactly.
And then walking past and
perhaps the other people
buying something else.
Mm. Good.
Clearly, since we look.
Oh, what the hell? Let me do that again.
You sing it.
That was quite a good jingle. Maybe we should go with that every
okay.
time.
Okay. Good. Lovely. Now, lastly, just a quick update on the awards, which have been the votes are trickling in.
We actually reached, I think, in 3 days, we got
125,000.
Yeah, 125.
No.
Yeah. Mm. And last year, complete vote.
Who
included
are these people?
The long
Where are they coming from?
And shortlist was 750, and we've already done it in 3 days.
That's extraordinary.
And I haven't had an update since then either, so I would imagine we're probably past 250,000 already.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna stick my neck out and say that.
I see. This is bad news, really, though, because what we actually want is about 200 people voting, because then we could actually crash the Gadget Personality of the Year awards with Duncan Bell.
Yeah.
Our viral campaign.
It continues.
We've got to get Duncan Bell onto the
So how is this going, campaign manager?
Look, we've got a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Facebook
group.
If you go on Facebook, search for Duncan Bell for Gadget Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
Yep. So
if you
sign
search
up there.
Duncan Bell in groups, I think it's like the fifth one down.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty big.
So it's
pretty
the
big.
Fifth most popular group named after me.
Yeah.
And I'm not even on Facebook myself.
So it's momentum. Not you. There are other Duncan Bells.
There are other Duncan Bells. The momentum
the
is really building, though.
It's kicking off.
Yeah.
Like,
how many likes?
There are five members so far.
Yeah.
Five members.
Yeah. So, okay, we can... But, you know, look, we're only just putting it out there now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So don't even wait till the end of this podcast. I want you to get onto Facebook now, okay? I want you to type in Duncan Bell in the search thing and click on groups, okay? And then scroll down. You'll see it there. Duncan Bell for Gadget Personality of the Year. Join the group, okay? And then vote for Duncan Bell.
Yeah.
But you have to... It's quite annoying in the process of voting because you've got to go through 12 other categories before you get to Gadget Personality of the Year.
You can skip a category.
Yeah, that's actually better. You may as well just vote rather than skip.
Yeah,
okay.
Just be strong. You know.
And then when you get to Gadget Personality of the Year...
Wild card.
You've got to wild card him. You've got to type in Duncan Bell, okay?
Yeah.
And you're up against Lady Gaga, Susie Perry...
Yeah, Pollyanna Woodward... Yeah.
Gadget Polly.
Rory Clefton-Jones.
Gadget Polly. Oh, great tits, Rory Clefton-Jones.
Spencer Kelly.
Spencer Kelly.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy
Stephen
from Click.
Fry in there this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, and Dr. Dre, my
Charlie
close personal
Brooke
friend, Dr.
There.
Dre.
Okay, so
Charlie
obviously, you know, none of those deserve it more than Duncan.
No,
so,
exactly.
Get on there and vote. We want at least six members of the Facebook group by next week?
Because if you
By next month.
No,
let's
month.
Not.
Okay.
Because if you think of it literally, T3's gadget personality, that is Duncan.
It's
got to
be Duncan. It's got to be somebody who works for T3.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
Otherwise, it's a farce.
Yeah.
Good.
Terrible.
And Apple have got the most nominations.
Yeah. Yes.
That's because we love Apple and we want to bum them.
Of course, I forgot we're in their pay.
For any Android.
Of course. Yeah.
Likers.
Listening.
Leica. There is a Leica in the
The
M9.
There's always a Leica.
The M9 is
I like Leicas. I'm a Leica. If you please.
Excellent. That's good to know. Right. Well, there you are. So Facebook, everyone head there now. Okay.
That was a classic.
I'm going to be, as soon as we finish the pod, I'm going to be sat on the computer waiting for the numbers to shoot up.
Because you have to approve us if you join a group, don't you?
Oh, maybe have I got to do something?
Yeah, you've got to accept.
Come on, campaign manager. You're like Karl Rove to my George Bush.
Excellent.
Essentially, you're like my campaign manager, my brain.
We should have a campaign speech next week. You should do
pitch?
A speech, a pitch.
We can invite.
We can invite
all the other candidates onto the show.
Yeah.
And give them all 30 seconds.
Yeah, let's do it. Question time.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, great. Lovely.
Whilst I abuse
next week,
them.
Lady Gaga on
Lady
the T3
Gaga
podcast.
Will be here. Yeah, we'll do one a week, maybe, something like that. All right. Well, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, vote. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.
Dunga Bell.